1999 with the Bohunks, recording over in Holland. And that was, yes, on a clarinet. What a sound. The bass sax player has a name that I'm not going to attempt to pronounce, but he is very good. And the Bohunks are all wonderful. Wonderful sound in that band. That is a CD that you ought to get. And that is El Galadoro, Out of Nowhere, on the BASTA, B-A-S-T-A label. So please do go out and go on Amazon or go to your CD player, your CD spot of choice, and buy that, because it's a wonderful, wonderful CD. And the sound is, and that is a good song. There's a lot of good songs on that one. I think Al said that was one of his favorites, so I'm going to go with that. Al is going to be 95 today, and is going to be 95 for the rest of the, for another year, so let's enjoy it. And he's going to be playing tomorrow night in Odeonna at the Seagull Cafe. And that is on Main Street in Odeonna. And you will figure that out on your own, because I'm not going to help you. If you want to get down there, this screensaver pops up for no reason. 291 Main Street in Odeonna. So you got to get there early. The doors open early, and you got to get there. You know, if you want to camp out, it's like getting Stones tickets or something. You're going to be there a long time. And this is, I already told you what this is. I'm Andy Sr., and this is Radiola. And I bit my lip yesterday. I was eating a sandwich, and if I hadn't suffered enough physical and mental indignities in various other ways, I'm just a clumsy guy. I've had a terrible week. So, they let me on the road with my driver's license for some reason. I don't know why, so better stay off the road a little later on, because it might not be good news. Here's Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra in honor of that occasion, 1926. Thick Lip Stomp.
where you started from, you'll find your happiness lies right under your eyes, back in your own backyard.
To keep it down, but sometimes it comes back up. Sweet and Low Down, a great Gershwin tune. That was recorded in 1925, Paul Whiteman. And Al is one of the few remaining alumni of the Paul Whiteman group, and probably one of the only people left from Isham Jones, who we also played tonight. Al's going strong, just going. He's great. He's got more energy than I do. And not that I'm a convalescent, but you know, he's really going good there. And we're continuing with, before that, I should say, looking at the wrong piece of paper here. Before that, we had Gus Arnheim, Russ Colombo. Early recording by him, back in your own backyard. Indeed, that's where I'd like to stay, and at least on my front porch with a nice, you know, whatever I'm drinking. And beginning with Benny Mountain's Kansas City Orchestra, which replies to my current situation, Thick Lip Stomp, and I'm trying to live up to that with my my perfect elocution here on WHCL 88.7 and WHCL.org in Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamilton College. Now here's William Lyon Smith in 1939. Sometimes I feel like this, or maybe I... Yes, you know, even fading star. Even stars die when their hot gas runs out. Unfortunately, I've got a lot left, so we'll just try to keep it going. Fading star. Beautiful, beautiful recording.
But though they take you from me, I'll still possess the way you burn your hands, the way you sip your tears, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me, the way your smile tells me, the way you sing of me, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. You hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away.
Robins and roses, death and maybe a tree. Oh, a few morning glories, a cottage two stories high. Oh, see baby, salute, robins and roses, and your love for me. Just to live on forever, never to let love die. Baby, a place where the neighbors may drop in, and when they smile, when they see, oh, an armchair to stop in, oh, the dip, slap, dimmy, and the shim, sham, shimmy with the robins and the roses, oh, bamboo-doo-doo, then love will be. Yes, the poem by Kipling, struggles all rippling by.
Smith and his Onyx Club Boys in 1936. And Bing Crosby hated that song for some reason. He really, really, really hated that song. But I don't know what's so objectionable about it. He actually wrote a recorded a parody of it, and didn't like Robins and Roses, but I like it. I don't know. Then, you know, everybody's, again, judgmentalism. There's no accounting for taste, is there? And that's why you're listening to me tonight. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And before Steph Smith, we had Greta Keller, beautiful, beautiful selection. They can't take that away from me. The Gershwins again, 1937, beginning with, there's just gorgeous stuff here. Willie the Lion Smith, Fading Star, 1939. Continuing on Radiola, we have Leslie Hutch Hutchinson. And this word has often been used to describe me. And many other words have been used to describe me as well, perhaps less suitable for our national airwaves. But this guy is, this is more printable and probably more accurate. You're blasé.
Just like a pioneer, you set a task, and never caring, you took your bearing to discover excitement more than terror in your grasp. And I, the tutor, became the suitor, you the lover. You hadn't got the stamina to stand the test. You laughed at your examiner, you know the rest. You're deep, just like a chasm, you no enthusiasm. You're tired and uninspired. You're blasé. Your day is one of leisure, in which you search for pleasure. You're bored when you're adored. While reaching for the moon and the stars up in the sky, the simple things of normal life are slowly passing by. You sleep, the sun is shining. You wake, it's time for dining. Nothing new for you to do. You are blasé. Stars up in the sky, the simple things of normal life are slowly passing by. You sleep, the sun is shining. You wake, it's time for dining. There's nothing new for you to do.
La do da do, la do da do, la do da do, la.
Maybe I can't live to love you as long as I want to, long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna want to as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna want to as long as I live. I never cared, but now I'm scared. I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains and eat an apple every day, then see the doctor anyway. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? But I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna want to as long as I live.
Thank you.
turn the tables on me. And that was, they don't have turntables here anymore that work. But you turned the CD players on me then. You turned something on me. Whatever you turned, it wasn't very nice. But this record was. And that was Teddy Wilson and his orchestra. You turned the tables on me in 1936. And you heard a lot of Lionel Hampton in there. In fact, that came off a new CD that I just got. Well, one that's new to me anyway. With Lionel Hampton on All Over the Place. Nice vibes on there. Good vibes for a change. I haven't had any good vibes this week, but that makes up for a lot. Speaking of good vibes, here's Red McKenzie before that in the Spirits of Rhythm, As Long As I Live, 1934. Great sound. Beginning with Steph Smith, we actually heard that last time. We began with Leslie Hutchinson, You're Blasé. And I'm so blasé, I'm not even reading my playlist tonight. I'm just making it up as I go along. You're Blasé, 1932. And I've been called that, and if you want to hear some more things I've been called, stick around after the top of the hour, and I'm sure you'll hear some interesting epithets. But I'm going to be out of here, because I can't take this guy. He just drives me nuts. And he's waving his punter menacingly. Yes, yes, you, stop it. And I'm not afraid. I've been through a lot of stuff. A guy who smells like bacon waving a putter doesn't do anything to me. But he's going to be on for 2 hours, and just as long as he remembers to turn off the transmitter and turn off the lights, I'm fine with it. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. I'm continuing now. Here's a recording. I really always wanted this recording because I heard Rich Comedy play it on his Sunday night show on WFUV, which you can listen to, too. We're not on the air, but WFUV is on the air, so you can stream them from here if you have Internet access. Wonderful show from 8 to midnight every Sunday night since it seems like a geological age now, but Rich has been doing this since he was a kid, so he's less of a kid now, but he's still doing the show for 35 years, the Big Broadcast. Big Broadcast Volume 3 is now available commercially. And here, from that, is a very, very scandalous song. I wish I had it for my Father's Day edition, but this will do indeed. It'll fit into this little set. What a recording.
Was I drunk and was he handsome and did my ma give me hell? Of 16 thought that she'd step out one night alone to get the thrills and life she did. She met a youth a bit uncouth, although he seemed all right. She'd known him but a moment when they kissed. When she got home next day with swollen head and her girlfriend asked, did you have fun? She said, was I drunk? Was he handsome? And did my ma give me hell? Did I get a thrill? And am I still a quiver? Was he rough? And did I care? Am I glad now that I fell? Every time I think about him, do I shiver? Was he hot? And was I? And would he stand for maybe? He would not. Did I lie? Does he still think I'm a baby? If I was, am I still? Do I care? Don't be still. Was I drunk? Was he handsome? And did mama give me hell? Was I drunk? Was he handsome? And did mama give me hell? Were his hands loose? There's no use refusing. Did he fight? Do I bruise? I'm almost ashamed to tell. I don't know yet the system he was using. I said, stop, please behave. What's the use of raving? He said, you. Oh, I gave. After all, what was I saving? Am I glad? Holy gee, have I had you asking me? Was I drunk? Was he handsome? And did Mama give me hell?
Is it a sin? Is it a crime? Loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving you. Maybe I'm wrong, dreaming of you. Of dreaming of you. What can I do? What can I say after I've taken the blame? You say you're through, you'll go your way, but I'll always feel just the same. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. And think that we should part. It seems as though I have loved you so long. You'll always be in my heart. Is it a sin? Is it a crime? Loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving you. Maybe I'm wrong, dreaming of you, dreaming a lonely night through. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of dreaming of you. What can I do? What can I say? After I've taken the blame, you say you're through, you'll go your way, but I'll always feel just the same. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty.
You'll find me too weak to break the chains that bind me. I need no shackles to remind me. I'm just a prisoner of love. For one command I stand and wait now. From one who's master of my fate now. I can't escape, for it's too late now. I'm just a prisoner of love. What's the good of my caring if someone is sharing those arms? Though she has another, I can't have another, for I'm not free. She's in my dreams away. awake or sleeping. Upon my knees to her I'm creeping. My very life is in her keeping. I'm just a prisoner of love.
Began with Peggy Hill, Was I, and there's the commission of the deed, 1932, then from 1931, Ruth Etting, Guilty. Now, that first gal was really guilty, and but nobody would ever convict Ruthie of anything based on that recording alone. And Russ Colombo, of course, from 1931, is big, one of his big hits. He had so many. That was a great one. 1931, and we're going to continue. This is duty and tribute, and we've paid some tribute tonight, and I've talked about my duty to get out of bed in the morning and have to do stuff, but everybody's got that, and that's tough. Sometimes that is tough. Here's then what I'm asking. Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, 1937, and I think this is fairly self-evident. What's the reason I'm not pleasing you? Huh?
Thank you. haven't got a penny, we haven't any money at all.
But we're rich as millionaires, 'cause we haven't worries or cares.
We're just two tumbleweeds that keep on tumbling along.
On the highway, on the byway,
we're singing a song.
Free. Everything we have in life is free. Things we couldn't buy with LSD. Someone put them there for you and me. Free. Who would pay to hear a symphony? Listen to the songbird in the tree. Songbird, sing a lovely melody. We've got the arches and the alleys to shelter us from winter's cold. We've got the green hills and the valleys when summer is spreading our gold. Free. No one could be luckier than we. Nature never had a lock or key. Isn't that the way it ought to be?
Listen to the patter of the raindrops, the mauve of the twilight, and the song of the bird's mate. The rainbow, with its divine chord of color harmony, giving promise of sunshine to come. And the sun bursting through is a strain of glory, turning a world of blue harmonies into a beautiful golden rhapsody.
We've got the arches and the alleys to shelter us from winter's cold. We've got the green hills and the valleys when summer is spreading our gold. Free. No one could be luckier than we. Nature never had a lock or key. Isn't that the way it ought to be? Just
for
free.
Free.
Free. And I just got a call saying the, you know, LSD. What is that all about in that song with Flanagan and Allen in 1937? It refers to the old British non-decimal system of coinage that existed for the better part of 1,000 years or more, in which they had pounds, shillings, and pence. And he said, shouldn't that be LSP? And I said, no, it's the Latin. The denarius. So, you have denarius, that's, you know, like pence, but, you know, they're fancier. So, anyway, before that we had Jimmy Dorsey, definitely in the sure-tail stomp mode, with What's the Reason I'm Not Pleasing You? And guys were having fun there. I guess that record actually sold pretty well, which is astonishing. But, you know, mostly people wanted a good laugh, I suppose. But, well, they kept the beat. What can you do? And I'm Andy Sr. Tonight, well, we're going to have ham and bacon in a few minutes, so I'm going to get out of here. I have to. My life depends upon it. But a program note first, be sure to check out next Friday, Mark Fuller at 6 p.m. with Retro Country. And he's on, I got two friends listening right now who have shows on right opposite each other on Wednesday mornings. So they're both college stations. You take your pick. If you want Public Current Affairs, an excellent show, tune in here. If you want music, tune in to Utica College. I'm not offending anyone because they're both excellent shows. But it's, you know, just so many choices. Usually there are no choices, but there you have two. Mark Fuller's on WBNR, and my friend Pete, who just called, is on WHCL, and that's Saturday. That's Wednesday mornings. Nothing's on Saturday, just Wednesday. So, if you want current affairs, this is the place. You're not going to get it anywhere else. And I'm Andy Sr. This is, again, the El Galadoro this Saturday. Also, be sure to check out Vince Giordano in New York at Sophia's. I'll be back next week at 8 o'clock on Friday night. I definitely hope no ham and bacon, but one can't be too sure. He's telling me to shut up. No, you shut up. You just wait. I'm going to be done in a minute here. Now you'll have 2 hours. You can close the station. Just wait a minute. Yes, just a moment. But, no, I'm not drawing this out. And let's finish up tonight. And trying to calm down a bit. Leighton and Johnstone, 1932. Auf Wiedersehen. And auf Wiedersehen to you too, buddy. But auf Wiedersehen. I'm Andy Sr. This is Radiola. Tune in next week at 8 o'clock. And I'll be here if I don't get hit in the head with a putter first.
Until the day we meet again, sweetheart, goodbye.